Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Kelly Duffy. She is Bors Marketplace Manager. And for those of you that live in Old City, you may notice that the Bors has been shut down for some time now, undergoing renovations. They're going to be opening soon. But in the meanwhile, what is happening at the Bors, Kelly?
We have a lot of things going on. We're under construction right now. Construction is coming to an end, though. So we will be announcing our opening date soon in the coming weeks, anticipating an opening of late summer. And in the meantime, we are participating in a few exciting events. We are a proud sponsor of the Wawa Welcome America Festival. So it's going to be a week-long celebration of America's independence. We are kicking it off with a pop-up beer garden with the creators behind Brew, Craft and Worst, and Uptown Beer Garden. And the pop-up will be opening Friday, June 29th, and will be featuring a red, white, and blue happy hour. And then it's going to be operated until Tuesday, July 3rd. And along with the pop-up beer garden, we are participating in a block party on Tuesday, July 3rd. So it's called the Historic Block Party Celebrating the Bors, where you'll find a ton of food and retail vendors and entertainment throughout 5th Street, 6th Street Market, and Chestnut. And we also are featuring some of our tenants in the block party as well.
And then when you set up your beer garden at the Bors, describe the setup there.
So it's going to be right on our 5th Street entrance. We have this awesome patio. It takes up like half a city block. So we're going to have the guys come in. They're going to put out some planners. We'll have outdoor furniture, have some mobile bars out there. And then you can even get a sneak peek inside, so you can move into one of the restaurant spaces inside the Bors, and it'll be extended indoors.
So your setup is kind of inside, outside.
Yep.
So you had to make sure that some of that construction is pushed to the side.
Right.
So you're going to be inside the Bors. So that is nice to get a sneak peek.
Yep.
How is it set up? Because back before the renovations took place, there were like 5 food vendors in there with seating all in the middle. And then on the other side, it was a lot of some tourist shops. So what's going on? What is it going to look like?
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be totally different than what you experienced before. So we actually created more space on the first floor. So we have 29 stalls. So 29 food, beverage, and retail vendors are moving in. So you'll have the whole perimeter filled with food, beverage. And then in the center, we actually created stalls as well to maximize our space. So we have some center tenants going in there. And then we also, in some of the corners, we're going to have some pop-up retail, which will be really fun.
You have seating?
We
built
do.
In?
Mm-hmm. It'll be right in the center and then towards the both entrances on 4th and 5th Street.
So it's like a center facing outwards with surrounded by seating, surrounded by more vendors?
Right.
Interesting. All right. So who is coming in that you can tease us with?
Well, we have a lot of great options. There's 29 altogether. A few of the ones that I'm most excited for, of course, we have our happy hour spots, which will be Bluebird Distilling. They'll be doing a craft cocktail bar. And then we have Taps Beer Bar. So they'll be doing craft beer, wine, kombucha, cider, all on draft, selling by the glass, selling by the growler. So that'll be really exciting. We also have Choco Diem selling Belgium chocolates, and they'll be incorporating some wine and some dessert wine too. There'll be a little wine bar in there. We also have some really unique concepts coming in that I don't think Philly has seen before. We have Ta Korean, which will be featuring Korean tacos, which I think is awesome. Kind of a new concept, which I think is really cool, Prescription Chicken. They're going to be doing chicken noodle soup, curing all hangovers. So a lot of great options. I mean, there's definitely going to be something for everybody. Families of, you know, every generation, whether you're coming out of work, trying to get a drink after work, grabbing breakfast, lunch, dinner, there's something for everybody.
I hear you have some celebrity chefs taking over some stalls. Who's there?
We do. We have Silva Sennett coming to us from Mason 208. He's bringing in a new concept called Baby Buns. So he'll be doing slider sandwiches and, what I'm personally excited for, frosé.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Top Chef winner coming in.
Yep.
How many food, how many beverage, and how many like tchotchke shops? I don't know what to call them. What do you call them? Are they the touristy tchotchke or is it something completely off?
We don't really have any tchotchke shops at the moment. I think we're going to be looking.
I'm thinking of what was.
Exactly. We realize we don't want you to think like that. So we're trying to really bring in some modernization to all of this. So for the retail portion, we have flowers. We'll be selling Bonazzo's flowers. And then we're moving in some pop-up retail. So you can expect to find, you know, the tchotchke items like sports attire, but it's going to be more vintage. And then as well as like sunglasses, things like that, we'll be moving in a pop-up setting.
Although I have to say that like as cheesy as it is, even Philadelphians love the Philly t-shirt shops.
They do. I think whoever we are bringing in is going to sell those t-shirts, but they're going to put a really unique spin on them.
Like, so make it like nicer, a little more upscale.
Exactly.
Okay. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you?
I'm like a 12.
About a 12 on the excitement scale?
Yes. I can't wait.
What are you most excited about when the Boris opens?
I'm excited to taste test everything. But hopefully I get a manager discount. I'm most excited to just see the people of Old City and Philadelphia kind of coming together in the space and getting to experience it for the first time. I don't think Philly has really seen anything like this. And I'm really curious to see what kind of feedback we get and just the overall impression. I think it's going to go over really well.
How does the new Boris compare to something like, say, Reading Terminal Market?
It's the same, but it's totally different at the same time. Reading Terminal is a public market. So you have some of your vendors selling like grocery items. This is going to be more fast casual concepts. We're not selling any grocery items. We're going to be a little bit more higher end or upscale, you could say. Obviously, price points for everybody too. But I also don't think we're going to be quite as crowded as Reading Terminal. I think our layout's a little bit more defined and just well thought out.
So anybody who wants to come in, get a quick bite.
Right. You can get a quick bite or you can actually grab a drink and take a seat for a couple hours.
Oh, the bars.
Exactly.
Now, I'm assuming the bars are strategically placed.
They are, of course. They're right in the center and they all are kind of clustered together.
Okay. You also have a hiring fair. So that's happening on Monday, June 25th. What is this all about?
We are finally ready to begin hiring since we are very soon opening. The job fair will take place Monday, June 25th from 2 to 4 p.m. You can check out our social media page at The Boris Philly, and you'll find out all the information on it and a link to RSVP. We're hiring for all kinds of positions. We have management, front of house, back of house. You know, we're just looking for people to come out that are interested in joining our team.
And is it the Boris that's running it or is it the 29 individual vendors?
We're partnering with our vendors. So we are running it for them, but each vendor is going to have a presence there. So they'll meet with you and, you know, you'll just go from one table to the next and meet with all of our vendors and see where you might be an ideal fit.
And how many people are they looking to hire? Do you know?
Probably looking to hire close to 300 people or more.
What has been the hardest part about it? I mean, you guys are getting really close. How long has it been?
We've been under construction for over a year. The hardest part, the biggest challenge is doing construction in a 100-year-old building. So we've had so many challenges come up while we've been under construction that unfortunately has set us back a little bit. So at this point, we were really hoping to be opened. So just having to deal with those delays and, you know, we have a lot of people that are excited to get inside and see what we've done and to have to tell the public and to tell our vendors that we are delayed by a few weeks is definitely a challenge. But like I said, construction is slowly but surely coming to a close.
Anybody who's ever had to deal with construction knows that's always the case. 3 months really means 6 months.
Exactly.
So at what point are we going to get a solid announcement from you guys about the opening? When can we expect that?
That's a good question. I think you can expect a solid announcement in approximately 3 weeks.
Well into July.
Yeah, I think into July we'll have something announced for everybody.
In the meanwhile, Wawa Welcome America, you guys are setting up for the beer garden and people can take a peek. So tell us, what does construction look right now?
It's a construction mess. I think right now we're at a unique phase in the construction because we're actually almost wrapped up and the tenants are starting to move in to actually build out their restaurants. So what it looks like right now is kind of a clean slate. We have a lot of white neutral color concept in there right now. We have each stall built out with subway tile and then the standards for the health department. Of course, there's some sinks, grease traps, all of that fun stuff. And now within the next week or two, the restaurants are moving in and they're going to start putting in their own individual unique twists to all the restaurants. And we're going to kind of see the space come to life and, you know, fill it with color.
This is really interesting because this to like see people put their own designs in there. Now, do they have to submit their designs to the Bourse?
They did. We actually partnered with Groundswell Design Group right here in Philly. So they've been approving all of the designs, and I have seen some of them, and they look amazing.
Now, have they? I know that they're very good.
And they are.
Do they help with like, hey, maybe try it this way, or maybe
they
try
do.
That.
They're very critical in their comments. So you know, they want each tenant to have their own look. So you're not going to see a lot of overlap in things. They were, you know, very adamant about that. And yeah, they've helped us with not only the tenants but also the food hall overall. They picked out all of our furniture, tables. We just ordered some cool outdoor furniture.
Does each tenant have to get their own designer and then Groundswell can come in and like tweak it?
Yeah, each tenant would be, they get their own designer. They could certainly partner with Groundswell and hire them, but each tenant has been working with an interior designer for their space.
Because I can say, if you hire the same designer, you kind of get a similar look.
Yes and no.
29 designers, you're kind of, if you, I mean, right. If they all got the same, you know,
right,
you're bound
yeah.
to repeat something. But.
Exactly. So there's definitely going to be a lot of individuality in there.
So you've seen the designs.
I have.
What clues can you give us?
Oh, it's hard because everyone is so unique. They're very true to their concepts. There's a lot of rustic wood, you know, reclaimed wood coming in, a lot of colors, just some really unique stuff, really unique furniture.
So this is kind of like you're coming out with this beer garden coming up.
Exactly. Yeah, we're excited to get people to see the building, just to kind of activate the building and get them, you know, talking about it and getting a sneak peek.
Kelly Duffy is Bourse Marketplace Manager. Beer at the Bourse, operated by Brew Craft and Wurst, takes place from Friday, June 29th through Tuesday, July 3rd. On Monday, June 25th, they're having a hiring fair from 2 to 4 at the Bourse. The opening date is to be determined. They're also having a huge block party on Tuesday, the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And you can get more information at
TheBourseFilly.com. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and our website.
The Bourse.
The Bourse Philly.
The Bourse Philly. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.